This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Look, you know you need a face mask.
Yes.
And you know you want to look cool. So we got you covered with the KISW face mask. All right? I mean, come on. Plus, it's really comfortable. You'll want to sleep in it.
Yeah. You'll at least like to have your mouth pressed up against it.
See, these are all positive reasons why. And how about a really good reason? If you buy one of these masks, a portion of the proceeds go to the Washington State Nurses Association. And in case you haven't noticed, they've been doing a great job during this whole pandemic thing. So why not get a mask, help out the nurses, look cool, kiss it, be comfortable, whatever you want to do with it. All the info at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Do everybody scream his name. B-Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. B-Migs, you're a loser.
It is time
to be. Pop it up from under. Oh, yeah, buddy. I'm back.
Where'd you go?
Well, I was a little tired earlier.
Oh. I think everyone was a little tired earlier, judging by both the contestants' performance and Steve's performance.
I won.
It's true. You did win. Congratulations, sir.
So Steve's like, hey, man, if I can win when I'm half asleep, what can I do when I'm awake?
Oh, yeah. He hasn't unlocked his full potential.
Oh, fatality.
Well, we'll see if our contestant today can make that happen.
Fatality.
We've got Travis and Kent. Travis, are you there?
Excellent.
Excellent.
Oh, nice.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Travis will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Travis, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Party on, dudes.
Party on.
Nice.
In Jack and the Beanstalk, the fairy tale, what farm animal did Jack trade for some magic beans?
Cow.
Yes. Beginning with H, what is the national dish of Scotland?
Ooh.
Haggis.
Yes. Yeah. Red Bull was first introduced in what decade?
70s, 80s, 90s.
80s, yes. Huge. Who wrote and directed the 2017 film Get Out?
Jordan Peele.
Yes. What does the Q stand for with the cable network QVC?
Quality.
Yes. Yeah. Coffee plants originated on what continent over 1,000 years ago?
Africa.
Yes. The Australian Open is a Grand Slam tournament in which sport?
Tennis.
Yes. What is the study of stars, planets, and galaxies called?
Astronomy.
Yes. What liquid is a fuel commonly used in automobiles?
Gasoline.
Yes. What natural disaster occurred on the Indonesian island of Krakatoa in 1883?
Tsunami.
No.
Earthquake.
No.
Volcano.
Yes. And with that, Travis squeaks out a perfect 10.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be a tie.
You think so?
Maybe he'll, but I think he'll luckily get the last one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, because there's only so many things that you can say. What would it be?
Yeah, I didn't think that these questions were easy.
No, they were easy.
Okay.
Oh, well, they were easy for me.
Okay.
Which, and I think they'll be easy for Steve, too.
Ooh.
So that's why I think it's going to be really close.
Very, very close.
Yeah, it just depends. I mean, you know, if Steve, you know, stays and be a silly boy on one of the questions, he might not get to all of them.
Oh.
Well, I got to stay focused.
Yeah.
Stay focused.
Are you ready?
Serious.
Super serious.
Very serious.
Very serious.
Yes.
Okay.
Great. In Jack and the Beanstalk, the fairy tale, what farm animal did Jack trade for some magic beans?
Oh, that's a cow.
Yes. Beginning with H, what is the national dish of Scotland?
Haggis.
Yes.
Yes.
Red Bull was first introduced in what decade?
The 90s.
No.
The 80s.
Yes. Who wrote and directed the 2017 film Get Out?
Key and Peele.
No.
Oh, Jordan Peele.
Yes.
Wow. He and Peele. That's a different.
What does the people. Q stand for with the cable network QVC?
Quality.
Yes. Coffee plants originated on what continent over 1,000 years ago?
Africa.
Yes.
Yes.
The Australian Open is a Grand Slam tournament of what sport?
Tennis.
Yes. Yeah. What is the study of stars, planets, and galaxies called?
Astronomy.
Yes.
Yes.
What liquid is a fuel commonly used in automobiles?
Gas.
Yes. What natural disaster occurred on the Indonesian island of Krakatoa in 1883?
Earthquake?
No.
Tsunami?
No.
What was the hurricane?
No!
Oh,
and Steve, you get 9 correct.
That was the one.
And you lose. Travis got that perfect 10.
What do I get for calling it exactly?
You get a victory song. Or a loser song.
Oh, I do get that. You're right.
Yeah, that's about all you get.
Travis, you're the man. Thank you for getting me my song, buddy.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Steve, congratulations, my friend. Welcome to this.
Oh, nice. Getting everyone pumped up. Hey, we got to do it.
Well, except for Steve.
Usually he just lucks into stuff like that.
Yeah.
That last one, I thought he was going to luck into it.
And all of his natural disasters would have worked.
You're right.
But it wasn't the one.
Tornado?
No.
No.
A volcanic eruption.
Right. In the land of Mount St. Helens, he doesn't pick that one.
Yeah.
Nope.
And that was the deciding factor. So congrats on Travis on getting that perfect 10 in the victory.
Yeah. I don't know if you have any plans to talk about this later, but I keep seeing this video that you have on your screen that distracts me.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, oh, that's you. I'm like, why does Steve just have a random man throwing an axe and he just keeps watching the video? But I'm realizing, oh, that's you.
Yeah, a couple people have even texted asking how the axe throwing went. Dude, might I recommend for everybody, if you want to get some stress out, just have a good time with some friends, go axe throwing. It is so much fun. I had a blast. We went to Axe Kickers, which is like kind of in the Soto area of Seattle. And it's like this like random spot, like in the middle of nowhere, it feels like. But you go in there and it's just all these targets, all these things to throw axes at. And couldn't be more fun. Hour and a half in there. It was my buddy's bachelor party. Shout out to my buddy Al. A few of us got together. And shout out to Axe Kickers. They did a really good job of making you feel safe in there. You know, obviously with everything that's going on, you had to wear your mask. They also color code all the axes so that way you know which one's your axe because they sterilize them all.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Yeah, and you know, obviously good distance from each other and all that kind of stuff. But man, that place was awesome. So much fun. They had good rock music cranking throughout the entire time. And throwing an axe, there's something really fun about
it. Can you get
that,
like a beverage and maybe some chow too?
There was no alcohol there. They had like, you know, Gatorades and sodas and things
like
that.
That's good enough for
me. I don't know if you really want to get drunk and throw axes, but you know, you do you, and I'm gonna stay sober during this.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I'll have me a diet beverage, Cola. I'll do that.
And I'm not sure if they had food. We didn't ask because everyone, it was like the middle of the day. We already were past like the lunch dinner thing.
Oh.
I don't know if they would. I mean, it would be fun, but like, do you want slippery fingers? Like, if you had like, you don't want that greasy food.
Well, here's what I'm saying. When I'm done throwing axes,
yeah,
I like to sit down like a man and, I don't know, have myself. That's it. So whether I go out for dinner afterwards, that's what I'm saying. You're right.
Yeah.
During, I don't need anybody drinking or, like you said, having any sort of appetizers.
They should have like a neighboring room where you go in and like they have like just a big slab of meat and you use the axe that you used to throw and then you just chop the meat with it.
It looks extra intimidating because we have to wear masks.
Yeah.
So a dude, like right out of Jason, man, here you are with an axe in your hand and a mask over your face. It's like, this guy probably wants to take some of my things.
And shout out to Derek. He's the Axe Master. I don't know if they call them, but
Axe Master.
I'm calling him the Axe Master. He walks, you know, so like, because I've never thrown an axe, and I don't know if you have, BJ, but I've just never really been in a situation where I needed to throw an axe at something. So he walks you through it, like how to properly, like where you should stand, how you plant on your foot. You know, it's not about throwing it hard. It's just about proper. And like at first, it was embarrassingly bad, but then I was nailing bullseyes, man.
I'm seeing that. I was like, is that you throwing a bullseye? Yes. That's impressive.
Just barely tweaked the little over the line.
Oh, so
it's
right.
Exhilarating.
Dude, that's, I mean, I could see you. You're really like, you're in the zone.
And checking out their website, you can bring in whatever food you want to at no extra charge.
Nice. Cool.
Due to COVID, maybe you want to confirm all of that. And they do serve non-alcoholic drinks.
I love this.
It's a blast, man. Yeah. Honestly, I had so much fun. I can't wait to do it again. It was like one of those experiences where it was just like, this is a cool, just hang out with the buddies. You have some downtime where you can BS while other guys are throwing the axe. Cause, you know, you get your own little spot. So it's not like you're sharing it with other people, but, you know, with your crew.
Dude, it's really cool. I mean, honestly, look, we've seen enough movies, at least a lot of us folks that have seen action movies. And you know what? To be able to throw an axe anywhere, you know, to be able to do that, that is a cool activity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching you and I'm like, man, you really, like, you're getting it done.
We had fun, man. My wife wants to do it too. So that'll be a fun little, like, you know, date day. Let's throw some axes.
Yeah, just make sure you know don't get her mad. Don't do anything to piss her off that day, and stay away from her if you do.
One of the guys, because like when you throw it, sometimes you don't throw it. Like if you just, it just hits the wall, it doesn't stick. And he was like kind of just like your instinct is as soon as you throw it to go and grab your axe, but his bounced and it came flying back at him.
Oh
and
God!
Like dude,
don't
and like,
be getting in
almost
there.
Hit his foot.
Oh.
Which would have been like a real buzzkill for our party.
Yeah.
But he was of the party, of the bachelor party. He's the only one I didn't know. So I was like, if anyone's gonna, it's going to happen to, it'd be him.
I don't know you, buddy, so
makes
sorry
for
about
a good
the
story. I won't feel bad.
Yeah.
I want to throw an axe now.
It's so true, dude. You know, because I remember at the gun range, and my buddy just was, for some reason, thought, I will turn around with a gun in my hand, and he got yelled at. And then he shot the ceiling. And I was like,
wow. And then they took away his gun, right? And then he went and sat in a corner?
I hope so. I mean, and everybody laughed at me because I was not the so-called hunter. Like, the guys were like, oh, we're out, know what we're doing. And I really had never shot a gun before. I think I shot a 22 when I was, like, basically 10. Last time I'd ever shot a gun. So they were all going, all right, BJ, you better be careful. The gun range. Next thing I know, my buddy, who's Mr. Gunmaster, turns around. Hey, everybody! Shoots the ceiling. And I'm just like, okay. I'm like, all right, how much of an idiot are you? Even I know. Keep the gun pointed towards the target. And then put it down if you want to have a conversation with anybody.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's just like, so, you know, I can see that kind of situation happening at the axe joint if you're a moron. So
I want to watch Sarah throw some axes. I think that'd be really fun.
Oh, Sarah would wreck house.
Yeah.
Sarah's like,
once you get into the rhythm of it, man, it's fun, dude. I think you'd enjoy it too.
Oh, I know I would.
Yeah.
I just probably would pull something. So I have to, do they have like a kid's axe to throw?
No, but they have two different sizes.
Good. I would get the smaller size. I look, dude. You know me. I was like playing some sort of ring toss game, and then I basically threw out my arm.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, you know, I almost hurt myself playing beer pong. So you know,
it was funny. They switched to lefty, and we played a round lefty, and that was really awkward.
Oh, you can do a two-handed, are you a lefty?
One-handed.
I thought you were a lefty,
but I'm a lefty in everything. Like, I'm a lefty with writing, but in sports, I'm not a lefty.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh.
Yeah, so I play hockey, righty style, baseball, swing, bowling.
Oh, really?
Any activities, I was just, it's just weird.
What hand do you throw the ball with?
A righty style.
That is so wild.
The only thing I do lefty is eat and write.
That is so wild that you probably could be a candidate to be ambidextrous, because usually that hand that you write with is the hand you do every with.
Yeah, but I can't do, like, I can't write with both hands well. I can't eat with both hands well. I can't play sports with both hands. You know what I mean? Like, I'm only good at one side.
That's wild. Wow, that's wild.
Yeah, so.
You are an
fun
anomaly.
Fact.
You're an anomaly. You are an enigma to me. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is your opportunity to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. What's on your mind? What does the world need to know? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Your calls and texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by the fine folks at T-Mobile. Listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And it's simple. You get on the phone and you start yapping, but Steve does have a rule about it.
It's a simple rule. So show some energy and bring it. Otherwise,
we're going to gong you
and then say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, right.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone says it's tied in with Steve's axe throwing. I took a knife making class at a place called Lawless Forge on Saturday. I'm going to be making a lot more knives now. It's so much fun blacksmithing and bladesmithing.
Let me just say,
that's fun.
Let me just say this right now. Having lived in small towns, and I don't know about you, Steve, or you know, Danny would know because he's Albuquerque is much smaller than your average size city. Living in a city this size, having a population like the Puget Sound, you got cool stuff like that, like mm-hmm. axe throwing and knife making, because there's everything for everybody when you live in a city and an area the size of ours, which I want to take some time to appreciate.
Well, look at you.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Seattle Tourism Board.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Throw some fish, throw some axes, whatever you want.
If you lived here your whole life, you take it for granted. But if you've lived in a smaller town, I spent a lot of time in smaller places like Rochester, New York, Jacksonville. Danny knows Albuquerque. You know, Danny will even tell you. I mean, Danny, it's cool to be in a bigger city. There's just so much more to do.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So, and we've got, come on, Steve. I know, look, Steve's from New York. I forgot about it. He's like, what are you talking about? This is like a little hamlet compared to New York.
Yeah, I used to do dangerous stuff, like go to Action Park.
Action Park.
Right. The world's most dangerous water park ever. They just did a documentary came out.
How crazy is that? Because I remember you told us stories about Action Park.
I think we interviewed Johnny Knoxville, and he said that he was going to be doing a movie about Action Park.
Yes.
And I brought it up to him, and I was just like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, that was our place to go every summer.
And so the movie Action Point is based on this crazy amusement park that was really unsafe, and yet they didn't care.
No. I mean, they just said, whatever happens, happens. Go get drunk and jump into water and have no regard for bodies that might be below you when you're jumping into the water, and people have died there. But there's a new documentary on HBO Max called Class Action Lawsuit.
I got to mention
Class Action Park.
Vicky, would you email me to watch that, please? Thanks, man.
Oh,
appreciate
she said
it.
No.
Yeah, she does it. She says no, but then I always get a little email from Vicky going, go blank yourself, watch
that's
this.
That's not true.
Okay, well, somebody says, hey, I was just looking at a newspaper article that put together a list of the 10 greatest spoof movies. I was wondering what you would put at the top of the list. For me, it would have to be Airplane.
Well, it's funny they bring that up because this is the 40th anniversary of Airplane. If you want to feel ridiculously old. Yeah. Since Airplane is 40 this summer, there was a newspaper in Britain called The Independent, and they were like, let's take a look at the best, if you will, spoof movies, because there are comedies and then there are spoof movies about basically making fun of in a comedic way,
right?
Regular serious movies. And
ooh,
yes,
I'm trying to think of what would be like the best spoof. I don't know if Major League feels like, I mean, it's a spoof of a sport. It's not really a spoof of a movie, though.
Well, you guys don't even remember the movie that it was based on, by the way, Airplane.
It was actually based on, there was a movie?
Yes, and that's why.
The Birds by Alfred Hitchcock.
because when I was growing up, they were called disaster movies. And
And
so there was a movie, I believe, called Airport, and it was a disaster movie. Huh. And so Airplane is loosely based, it's a spoof on that.
Totally. Wow.
Yeah, so that's.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's, well, yeah, see, you're not an old man, so you don't know these things.
This person texts in saying Spaceballs. That is a great spoof of Star Wars.
That is a great one.
You guys are not going to like this, by the way. Spaceballs is not considered a great movie by a lot of people. It's panned critically.
But we're not saying what's the greatest movie of all time. This is the greatest spoof movies. I would imagine 90% of the spoof movies that come out are going to be crapped on by critics.
I will give you this, though, Steve. The movies in this top 10 are actually well-received.
Oh.
Yeah, Spaceballs is not as well received as we all think it should be. Like, I think we're kind of homers if we're sci-fi fans.
I'm not even a sci-fi guy, and I think it's the greatest.
Well, that's kind of cool of you, because a lot of people did not like it.
It's got 83% on the audience, 57% by the tomato meter.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, critically.
There's only 40 total tomato, like, critics, and there's over 400,000 audience score.
I'm going with the audience on this. It's loved by the majority.
Okay. Well, I guess when you talk about a list, of course, who are you talking to? The critics, you're talking to the audience.
Yeah, right.
You know, Airplane is number two, and Spaceball's not in the top 10.
Wow.
Number one is a very controversial movie that, because of its languaging, I am not sure. I don't think people will appreciate it. I don't know if they'll appreciate what Mel Brooks was trying to do with this movie.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, the Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles. If you took a millennial or even a Generation Z person and sat them in front of that movie, would they be so offended they wouldn't understand that when this movie came out in 1974 and the message that Mel Brooks was basically giving about the Old West, would it be appreciated for what it really was? It's groundbreaking, and I believe it also contributed to helping, you know, the civil rights movement in a way and race relations in a way because of the fact that Mel Brooks took a look at how white people are just a-holes. I mean, that's how I saw it anyway.
Yeah, I've never watched that whole movie. I tried once as a kid, and I was like, this is stupid.
You were too young for it.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold up. I've watched it in probably the last decade or so, and yeah, it's just the languaging. It's just, it's past its time on that.
Yeah, you have to appreciate parts of it. You know what I mean? I agree with you, Rev. It's just like with me, Airplane doesn't hold up either.
Yeah.
I appreciate parts of it, but I mean, it is slow for me compared to what's
up. Please, please tell me Hot Shots is on this list.
Ooh.
Or at least Hot Shots part D.
Yes.
Yeah, it is Hot Shots not on the list. At least not.
Come on.
Hot Shots, though, is a lot of people believe, though, it got snubbed. And, a lot of folks agree with you, Rev. It should be on the list. And so it got an honorable mention for being snubbed. Yeah, if you can believe that.
I know there's one that is not on the list, but it was one of my favorites as a kid. I don't know if anybody remembers this. Top Secret with Val Kilmer.
I don't even remember that.
I remember the name. I don't remember anything else about it.
It was a spoof on James Bond style, like Cold War era sort of movies. And there was just one scene, and it's just burned into my brain, where there's a scientist looking through a magnifying glass, and it shows his big eyeball, and then he pulls it away, and his eyeball is still big through prosthetics. And it totally just freaked me out, and I can still envision it in my brain right now.
I love that kind of stuff.
Just that sort of stuff. It's so silly and so dumb.
I hardly even reckon it. Vicky just pulled up a picture. I don't even recognize Val Kilmer. He's so young in that one. And if you're going to talk about making, you know, basically doing a spoof on those secret agent movies, Rev, Johnny English, which, I mean, it stars Mr. Bean, Rowan Atkinson. I liked it, but a lot of people didn't.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of
I'd rather watch Archer if you're going to watch it like a James Bond spoof. I know it's not a movie, but I think it's the better spoof.
It's a good quality. Also, Austin Powers sort of spoofed that same sort of, you know, James Bond.
Oh, totally,
Also got snubbed.
Wow.
A few people are texting in, I got to agree, Scary Movie.
Yes!
That's the best.
Scary Movie did not make the top 10.
Okay, this is
another
a bunk
snub
list.
Yeah. None of the scary movies, right? Because there's 1, 2, 3, like none 1 and 2 were the best.
None of them.
It's funny, we were talking about David Arquette in that documentary about him called You Cannot Kill David Arquette. Courtney Cox is talking about her relationship with David Arquette. She's like, yeah, we met on Scream 1, we hated each other. Scream 2, fell in love, got married. We started liking each other. Scream 3, we fell in love, got married. Scream 4, we got divorced.
Yep.
It was like funny how they were able to like break it all down based on the Scream movies, how their relationship went.
And that makes a lot of sense when you think about it, because when do you really see each other when you're a movie actor unless you're working on the same
Spend
film?
All that time on the set with each other.
Yeah. So, Blazing Saddles number one, Airplane number two. So far, we haven't even broken out of the 80s.
I'm out.
Naked Guns. That's what's being texted in.
Naked Gun. How about you finally hit one? And this is number seven on the list. I love the fact that Leslie Nielsen is actually spoofing himself, because he does play a real serious kind of guy in the movie Forbidden Planet, where he plays a regular sort of straight character of what he's doing, and then he spoofs himself in Naked Gun. It's hysterical. And and Naked Gun, I think we all love those movies, don't we?
Yes.
I like them, yeah.
How about Shaun of the Dead? Because it's a spoof of Dawn of the
Dead,
right?
Yeah, and all the zombie flicks.
Yeah.
See, this is where I think you're going to see the difference between what they consider an amazing spoof and not, and why some got snubbed, because it is on the list, and I agree.
Nice.
But not everybody at least audience, you know what I mean, regular audience people? I don't know. I mean, I think it's a great movie, but I don't know if it's because it's critically great, or does most of the audience love Shaun of the Dead too?
Oh, most of the audience does, 93%.
Okay.
On audience score, on Rotten Tomatoes.
So when you get critics and audience agreeing on the stuff like that, then I guess you got to put that in the top 10. You know, whereas with Spaceballs, the critics and audience did not agree.
Yeah, the only time they were wrong was that Jojo Rabbit movie, man. Is that like a spoof of just bad movies?
Here's the thing. You continue down that road, and I will tell you Jojo Rabbit might be one of the best movies made in 10 years.
That's why I bring it up every time.
Yeah. It is such a powerful movie. And I think it could also be, well, I don't know if it's a kid's
movie. It's not another teen movie, I tell you that much.
Not another teen movie did not make the list.
What?
Another good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys. Come on, Rev, you're a Tacoma boy. Stadium High School's in that movie.
Cool. It has Good Charlotte in the movie.
That too.
Oh, you're selling it for
me. Does that have our buddy Kyle Cease?
No, yes.
Yeah.
Aren't you thinking of 10 Things I Hate About You?
Maybe. Oh,
that's what it was spoofing.
Damn it. That's what it was spoofing. I'd rather watch the original than the spoof.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, 10 Things I Hate About You, Stadium High.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
That's not another team movie. It was terrible. I'm with the rat. Never mind.
It gets confusing sometimes.
It does.
Scary Movie and Scream, I always confuse like which one's the original and which one's the spoof.
What was that one where it was like trying to spoof the spoof movies? It was like called Epic Movie or something?
Yes.
Oh, that was terrible.
Brutal.
It was a great idea because you know people are going to go see it and then you didn't even have to be good.
That was the movie where the trailer was awesome and that's it.
And that introduced a new thing, didn't it?
Yeah.
Where just watch the trailer because that's the best part of it. Because the trailer for that, whatever, Project Power movie with Jamie Foxx looks amazing.
Have you watched it yet?
No, because everybody hates it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I got stuff to do.
What about Robin Hood Men in Tights? LOL.
So No, that one is awesome.
Well, a spoof could be awesome.
No.
It is a really...
He's spoofing Robin Hood?
Yeah.
I'm saying no, it's not on the list.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's a bad movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. But again, you know, I'll tell you what's not in there. Austin Powers, Spaceballs, Tropic Thunder did not make the list. High Anxiety, I think I said.
I don't view Tropic Thunder as a spoof movie.
I think it's basically like spoofing like the jungle, the jungle war type movie thing.
I guess I just never view it as that.
Walk Hard, which is a great spoof.
Walk Hard. Great soundtrack, too.
Yeah. Hard. So I think you're going to agree with number four. I don't know about number three. I never liked number three. I know a lot of people did. Young Frankenstein.
That's not my thing.
I didn't like it either. Another Mel Brooks thing. This is Spinal Tap is number four. And that is going to be one of the great spoof movies ever for the rock genre.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Steve, you're not going to like this. And it's Monty Python and the Holy Grail, basically spoofing all of the King Arthur-y things.
Yeah, I'm not in that world, man.
It is a great spoof.
I'm sure it's
movie.
Great. Zero interest.
Well, if you love the genre, you're going to love the spoof of it. And, you know, I almost wish I could see Monty Python in their prime spoof Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow.
In their prime.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That would have been so awesome. We told you about Shaun of the Dead at number six, Naked Gun at number seven. The Ruddles, All You Need Is Cash. The Ruddles were a Beatles spoof. Was that another Monty Python thing? Or at least some of the Monty Pythoners. I believe the Ruddles is a spoof on the Beatles.
I don't know anything about the Ruddles.
Yeah, you're right. It was a TV movie.
Eric Idle, so yeah, it's a Monty Python thing.
Wow, so they put that up there, huh? I don't know if I'd put it in the top 10 over some of these other ones.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, I think that's misguided. I really do. Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, that's the Steve Martin movie. I don't know if I really like that. I remember it. I don't even know if I saw it, but I don't know. I think I put some of these other ones that didn't make it above that. And then Love at First Bite, which I never saw either.
Love at First Bite. Is that a vampire movie?
I believe
so.
Here's the thing that bothers me about this list.
A documentary on the relationship between Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson.
The newest movie on the top 10 is a movie from 2004, and that's Shaun of the Dead. Do you expect me to believe there is nothing? And prior to that, the newest movie is 1988. You mean to tell me since 1988 there's only been one spoof movie that they think has been made that's good enough to be in the top 10? I find that to be a little misguided.
Yeah.
I mean, when you see all the ones that missed it.
I'm trying to think of like, yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess none of them have been as iconic as these.
Like, I'm thinking of anything, and I just pulled up a list, and they said some of the new best parodies would be like This Is the End, which I thought was a funny movie,
yeah.
But it wouldn't be a top a top movie out of that genre.
Yeah, like one texter says, I'm shocked that Forrest Hump didn't make the...
Forrest Hump really should have made it.
Or Robin Hood. I mean, that was a good one.
Oh, man. You know, you can tell whose fans are texting in. So would that be a BJ fan or a Migs fan? I feel like...
What about shaving Ryan's private? Down there?
Yeah, that should have really made it.
So this was some old-ass dude made this list. I'm 40, and pretty much these are all before my time.
Yeah, right.
I agree, and that's what irritates me about it is that, I'm sorry, there's some great cinema that's come out since 1988. Maybe I could give 5 of the top 10 from the older ones, but not all. I mean, come on. Really, the newest movie's 2004 in the top 10. I find that hard to believe. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 935 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone was going back to the spoof movies. Another person says, what about Mystery Men?
Mystery Men came before its time. I think that movie, it's definitely loved by a lot of folks that really appreciate the spoof that it is. It came too early. We didn't have a lot of superhero movies when it came out. I think we might have had Batman, maybe this first Spider-Man, I don't know. But nothing like we have now. I tell everybody, now's the time to watch Mystery Men because of all the superhero movies you got to see. It was just before its time.
Maybe they just reboot it.
It's ahead of its time. And that would be a bad idea, though. Man, Ben Stiller was so good in it. William H. Macy, Pee Wee Herman was good in it. I mean, and Hank Azaria was... Mm-hmm. It's a good, funny spoof movie.
Dane Cook?
Dane Cook. Well, that was before anybody even really knew
Dane. He was in that.
Yeah, he improvised his whole thing. It is a movie, I think, that stands the test of time, and I'm glad you brought it up, Steve. I'm going to have to watch that again.
Yeah, I have to go back and watch that, too.
I think you're going to love it even more. I've also had Greg Kinnear and...
William H. Macy.
And Rush, Jeffrey Rush. It was Jeanine Garofalo. And they had such a great cast. It was such a great spoof of superhero movies. The trouble was is that... You know, a lot of us were like, we don't know why, what's this making fun of, really? I think that really is why it didn't do as great as I think it could have done. So there you go. But I agree, it's a great movie.
Somebody just texted about music videos. They said, what do you want to ask about? What did you guys see that Billboard came out with their top 100 music videos of all time? My personal favorite has to be the number 15 one, which is Weird Al Yankovic. Eat It. What about you guys?
Wow, music videos.
Greatest music. For me, I think my favorite music video of all time is a Guns N' Roses music video because it's just so ridiculous. There's November Rain.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
It goes on for it's like a 9-minute song.
Yeah, it is.
And it's just like at the peak of Axl Rose just kind of getting caught up in just his own celebrity. It's all about him getting married to Stephanie Seymour, which is his girlfriend at the time. They're getting married this is the music video. They're in some random desert. There's a chapel. At one point during the wedding ceremony, Slash steps outside just so he could do a guitar solo while the sand and the wind are flying in front of him. Later on in the music video, at some point she's dead, and now they're at her funeral, and then Slash has got to do another guitar solo because it's just there's nonstop guitar solos in this. It's just so absurd and stupid. But I remember watching it when I was a kid and just being like, this is so epic. It's like a movie. It's so bad, though.
Yeah. For me, it's generational because MTV was born. The music video was born when I was in my 20s. So it was my generation's This Is Awesome. While people go, who the hell wants to watch music? You know, I remember that was what people would say is music videos. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. So I have a lot of iconic firsts for me that I know they're probably not the best videos, but what pops to mind is the first one would be the two Michael Jackson videos.
Yeah.
One Michael Jackson. Thriller was an amazing theatrical piece.
That's number 2 according to Billboard.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And seeing that live, when it debuted, you understood why he was the king of pop. And I guess recently his 62nd birthday. We're close to, I think it just a couple days ago he had his birthday.
Wasn't like Vincent Price, wasn't he in the music video too? Like,
yeah, he was the voice. I'm not sure if he was in it, but his voice was in it.
Right.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, that Thriller video was amazing. One that showed me computer animation, CGI at its infancy, was You Might Think by the Cars, because I think Rick Ocasek's head was on a bee's body flying around in a very weird...
Oh, weird.
Yeah. And I remember...
Number 90 on the list.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Never. I don't remember ever, you know, seeing anything like that before.
Fun fact about that, I did not know this. It beat Thriller for Video of the Year at the first ever VMAs back in 84.
It did, You Might Think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it was big.
You might think.
How about Take On Me by A-ha? I thought that stylish.
Oh, so good.
That was cool, that whole pencil animation thing.
That I saw that first time in a movie theater. They played it before, like, I can't remember which movie, but it was pretty awesome. I don't think it's on the, is it not on the list?
That's crazy.
That's pure BS, if you ask me.
Yeah, because it was, you never saw something like that before on a music video anyway.
It's a super fun video,
so
yeah.
Those are my three contributions that I remember.
Just to let you know what number one is, I don't know if anyone's going to say it, Madonna's Vogue.
Vogue. Really?
Okay.
That's number one.
I mean, I
remember
think,
it, but...
Oh, I would think Like a Prayer a little
like
bit more.
Like a Prayer is way cooler.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're having a discussion about what's the coolest Madonna video. Jet.
Well, we do forget that Madonna was amazing. I mean, because of the... And the music video made her amazing.
There's nothing to it.
I mean, she was talented. There's no doubt about it. But the music video surely helped her become a gigantic star.
What's the one, the Prince video? It was like Peaches and Cream? That was cool.
I don't even know if I know that.
It was naughty.
Oh, really?
Okay, well, that's
hot chicks dancing.
Oh, Peaches and Cream. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What about Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer with all the like the claymation and stuff like that when it's going around in the stop motion?
Yep. Number 20.
Oh, I thought it was so cool.
And don't forget, was it Susudio with the horrible puppet?
Oh, no. That was Land of Confusion.
Yeah, Land of Confusion.
Don't say they were puppets. Horrible puppets. Those puppets were awesome.
They were frightening.
No. Yeah.
They
Ronald Reagan gave me nightmares.
Yeah, they were great puppets. I'm not saying they were bad. They were just frightening.
So it was a Devo's Whip It. That was classic. Yep.
I liked, and look, Whip It's good, but I really like Beautiful World by Devo. I thought that video was so awesome because it basically made you think you were, you know, like, oh, this is a happy song. And then they're showing, and I really feel like the movie Fifth Element kind of stole a little bit of this as they were showing all the horror of mankind to Lilu Dallas's character. And Devo did that in Beautiful World. That's my favorite Devo video, but Whip It's definitely a good one.
So I said, if you're going to go music videos from GNR, you got to go with Estranged, which is also another good one. Completely ridiculous. I guess it cost $4 million to make.
That about makes sense.
See, that's...
That's the one where it ended... Yeah, it ends with them with a bunch of digitally made dolphins swimming down the Sunset Strip. It's so stupid.
spent $4 million, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good old Axel.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, the Don't Come Around Here No More, which was the Alice in Wonderland, yes. Where they finish by eating her because she's made out of cake.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh, I don't know if I remember that
one. Oh, you should
one.
Watch that, man. It's a trip.
It does sound amazing.
I also liked the Weezer's Buddy Holly when they were like...
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Dude,
super fun.
I'm telling you, I don't know.
Happy Days.
If you go... Because I remember the episode... That they basically put themselves in.
Right.
And then I'm like, this is seamless. It really looks like Al is talking to the dudes from Weezer. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, the
Kenosha,
only
Kenosha, Wisconsin tone.
Yeah.
Weezer.
It was really, it was a clever, clever video. Just shows you how old Weezer is because a lot of people don't even know Happy Days. The fact that they would want to put that in a video and thought that would be popular to do, that's just how old that song is.
I got
to
give props to number 19, the Beastie Boys Sabotage, where they were like these crime fighters. They were like detectives, Private Eyes or whatever. It was pretty awesome.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that's a problem. Is I miss seeing a lot of videos because I just can't turn on MTV. I got to go to Vivo or something.
Well, you can go to YouTube.
YouTube, man.
Yeah, they have it all there.
You're right.
Don't you have YouTube Premium?
I'll tell you this. Here's the thing. You know how Steve watches TV?
Yeah.
Where I just flip through the channels. He doesn't mm-hmm. make an appointment. I did that with MTV. I would just sit on the couch and throw it on, and whatever they showed me, I'd watch. Whereas going to search for particular videos on YouTube is not the same. It's weird. I'd rather just couch surf my videos, and I don't know where I can do that anymore.
So what's Danny's favorite music video?
Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one either.
It's just like emo goth parade when they're just, and they're just performing. It's great.
Damn.
It's a really good song, too.
It is.
So I said Waterfalls by TLC.
I do remember that one.
Yeah.
I remember that one. That was a good one.
Vicky, what's the top of your list?
just because of how cheesy it does not hold up anymore, is Bring Me to Life by Evanescence.
Oh,
just like, wake me up inside. Like her like climbing through the building, wakes up at the end. Like, oh God, it's so cheesy. But that was my favorite when it came out.
Oh, man. Well, they still make the videos like Rev says and like you guys are saying, but it's just different when, you know, you had a whole channel that had them on all the time. I miss that. I don't know if I'd ever watch it, but I miss it.
I miss it.
You know.
I still want to know, what's the name of that place called Axe Kickers, and where is it? The place is called Axe Kickers.
Yeah, it's easy.
It's Seattle.
Axekickers.com. Oh, that's awesome.
AXE Kickers.
Oh, that's a great place. I haven't been there. It just looked amazing. All right, here is a question that needs to be answered. What do Ryan Castle and a school bus have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a school bus have in common?
Probably not getting out much this fall.
Yeah. Probably right about
that. Also, I had a yellowish jaundice color.
Oh, yeah, you know what? You never look better, though, buddy.
Thanks.
One texter says, Steve and his hockey buddies like to ride both.
Oh, well, there you go. You're getting ridden again.
Yep. Both aren't fun for long rides.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah.
Buses, I agree.
Yeah.
Ryan's a blast for a long ride.
Yeah, he is.
That's true.
Oh, take it. Well, all right then.
Wow.
That made it way more epic.
Yeah. Breaking news. Ryan Castle, really comfortable for long bus rides. How about the 30-year-old guy? His name is Justin. Last week he was in Pennsylvania, wanted us to get home to his home in New York, about 275 miles away. So what did he do? Well, he stole a school bus, got on the road, and drove it all the way home. Yeah, of course the cops were involved, and they traced the Pennsylvania plates and said, well, this is probably the bus, because, I mean, you know, hey.
Didn't that think he'd get spotted?
Yeah, he was arrested.
I almost stole a school bus out in front of a strip club one time. Story for a different day.
Oh, man, I wish we had the time now.
I really do, because it's amazing that he's our boss when you think about these genius mistakes. Yeah, yeah. Ryan Castle. Well. He has a 12-pack, and he is up next.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Do you think there's a lot of people in Tacoma that own a Tacoma vehicle?
Toyota Tacomas?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Because it says Tacoma on it. Tacoma,
I would.
Pride.
There's a lot of Toyota Tacomas in Tacoma.
I wonder if they sell more in the Puget Sound than anywhere for that reason.
Joe Coy does a whole bit about how in Hawaii, that's all you see are Toyota Tacomas.
It's hard to say.
And Jeeps, I think. But
I bought my Tacoma because I could take off the MA and just have it say taco if I ever wanted to.
That's also good.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.